signals and every day of the year. That's really what the din should be. The din requires that the Kohanim, when requested, upon request, are obligated to Duchen once a day, every day. We in Chutz Lords have chosen not the request of the Kohanim to Duchen every day, because Halacha, it's a very difficult explanation. Why? Because the Halacha says that the Kohanim only, it's only meaningful to Duchen if everybody's in a happy mood. And because of the fact that we live in Golas and we have a problem of Parnassa, everybody has a problem of Parnassa, so we assume that people are not so happy. They're not in such a simcha dikah mood all year long. So on Yontif, everybody's in a good mood. On Shabbos, we're still worried about Parnassa. But on Yontif, no one's worried about Parnassa, supposedly. So that's why we reserve the duchening only for Yontif. But in Chutz Lartz also, if we would call up the Kohanim and say Kohanim, we would request of them that they should duchen. They'll be obligated to duchen every day. One of the dinim of duchening is that everybody has to face the Kohanim ponim keneged ponim. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara has a tradition that the Shekhinah was shor on the hands of the Kohanim, and it was prohibited to look at their hands. So we have a midas chasidus not to look at the hands of the Kohanim, even outside of the Beis Hamikdash, even though the Shekhinah is not shor on the hands. So a lot of people are so concerned about not looking at the hands of the Kohanim, they turn their backs around. This is not acceptable. The Gemara says the bracha is only chal if you're facing the Kohanim ponim keneged ponim. Those who stand on either side of the Kohanim, the Gemara says that's okay. But the Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush. She thinks that you should turn around so that they'll be facing the Kohanim. Another din that's very important with respect to Brachas Kohanim, the Gemara says in the Beis Hamikdash, she used to pick the hands up very high, because the Shekhinah was sure on top of the hands, so they wanted to have it above their heads. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah is not sure, so there's no need to pick up the hands very high, but they have to hold the hands at least at shoulder height or above. Many times the Kohanim hold the hands lower. Many times they have the hands at shoulder height, and then they're shuffling back and forth. So they're shuffling. If they say some of the words like this, and their shoulder is higher than their hands, so they're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. The halacha requires the Kohanim should hold the hands, but the siyas kapayim at least shoulder height. Have a nice day.
Okay.